when you run a private practice, you're not just a therapist, you're a business owner, a compliance officer, a marketing team, and most of all, a human being. The team at Alma gets that at a very real level. They make it easy to take insurance with support and with tools that keep your private practice running smoothly so that you can practice and focus on what matters the most, which is serving our clients well. They have an all-in-one EHR, a peer community, as well as free CEUs, meaning that you're not navigating the private practice journey on your own. You can learn more about Alma and the awesome services that they provide over at sellingthecouch.com/Alma. Alma is spelled A-L-M-A, and if you go through that link, you get 2 months absolutely free. sellingthecouch.com/Alma. Hello, hello. Welcome to today's session of Selling the Couch. I hope you're doing well, having a fantastic day. So today's session is a solo episode. It's actually part 3 of a series we are calling The Therapist Path to a Successful Online Course. And I will link to the first part of this episode in the show notes for today. But today I wanted to cover what therapists get wrong about selling their first online course. So this topic, many of us want to create an online course, but I think for many of us, we have certain impressions or certain assumptions, or maybe we've even seen things online and we have these assumptions about what would actually make a successful online course. Just to tell you, I try to just be as transparent as possible with this podcast. And just to be transparent with you, when I first launched the Helpcasters podcasting course back in 2015, I went through a series of stages. So initially, I priced it at $297. And then I went to, I think, $397. And then kept hearing from folks that you need to create a membership model. So I took all of that content and created a community and created that community at $33 a month and back then I feel like the money work that all of us do is a lifelong work, especially us as entrepreneurs and therapists who are designing and building businesses. But one of the things that I was really scared about was I was really worried about the judgment of people. And that impacted how I price my material. So would, for example, if they think that I sold out from our field by pricing too high, would they unsubscribe? Would they judge me or talk about the course in a negative light? And I remember getting a Stripe notification for a first sale and then immediately thinking, oh no, now I have to be worth whatever they paid me. There was this guilt loop in my head. I think one that a lot of us as clinicians experience, which is I became a therapist to help people, not to sell things. It took a lot of time. And in fact, I did several sessions of brain spotting. I went through lots of hours of therapy to kind of work through a lot of this. And honestly, as I can imagine, it's still a journey in progress. But eventually I realized selling my course wasn't taking from people. It was actually serving at scale. And when I embraced that, everything began to shift and began to change. And especially, I think one of the things that brain spotting really helped me with is folks often ask me, like, what is brain spotting like? And I think for me, it felt like I had a sharp needle that was always piercing my side when it came to pricing. So when I would want to price something, there was always this, you know, that'd be like, that's too high, that's too low. There was, I think, just put another way, I think there was a lack of groundedness in how I was approaching pricing. But when I did brain spotting and several sessions of it, what happened is, or felt like, is the needle just seemed to lose its edge. like the sharpness of it blunted somehow. It wasn't that the needle wasn't there anymore, but it was just like the intensity of it. And I think one of the biggest things that I took away from this whole experience was ethical selling isn't about pressure. It's about creating a path to transformation with deep clarity and deep care for those that we will serve. So I wanted to just walk you today through three sales mistakes that therapists make and what to do instead, because these are just things that I've seen come over now the past decade plus, building out my online course. We've also had the incredible privilege now to support over 55 therapists create their first online course. Before we continue with today's podcast session, you know, over these past several years, I've had the incredible opportunity to speak with hundreds of therapists in private practice, learning what's working for them and all of the things that they're navigating. And one of the real things that we often don't talk about with private practice is all of the different skill sets that you have to gather and accumulate, especially because most of us don't come from a background in business or marketing, and many of us come from things like community mental health or working for a group practice. And for many of us, there's a real potential that in the process of building private practice that you can run yourself into the ground. Before I started STC and when I was doing clinical work, I was part of a group practice. And one of the real things I remember just navigating is it wasn't just about the clients. We had to do a fair amount of admin work. And just all of that admin work really took a toll. And I remember I would spend nights and sometimes parts of weekends trying to do that. And I could tell I was just always on this edge of teetering on burnout. Alma, our podcast sponsor for today, aims to solve that issue. So what they do is it's kind of an all-in-one, especially if you're a solo practitioner that wants to take part or all insurance. So they handle everything on their end, from billing to continuing education to support that makes the real difference so that you're actually getting reimbursed every 2 weeks while they even wait for insurance, which was a real challenge when I was in the group practice because the group practice would often have to wait for the insurance to get reimbursed before I could be paid. Alma has a cool, unique discount for Selling the Couch listeners. That's over at sellingthecouch.com/Alma. Alma is spelled A-L-M-A, and that includes 2 months absolutely free for you just to check it out. That's over at sellingthecouch.com/Alma. And the first one is thinking sales equals sleazy. So we often think sales means pushing or manipulating folks. But aligned sales is just clear communication and gentle and generous invitation. So you're not selling, you're saying, here's a way to go deeper with me. And this is the other thing I realize now, being just in the online course creation space, in the therapist space, but also in the online course creation space outside of, you know, just broadly in the course creation space. There's so many folks out there that don't think about this part of it, right? Like the fact that we are so aware to not be pushy or manipulative, you will be surprised how refreshing a perspective that is. And I actually feel like the fact, because we think about that so mindfully, that actually makes us more aware of how we price things, but also how we come across. It's something that I have been really trying to just embody and breathe, you know, when any of the products that we offer with STC and now with my Quiet Builder, which is sort of my executive coaching arm, that getting built out. I'm just so aware of like how I want to phrase things and how I want to say things. And I often used to think that being gentle in how I approach things was a weakness, because what I would often see is folks being very in your face. And what I realize is there's always going to be a subset of people that will resonate and connect with that. And especially for most of us, we're creating courses that are high priced. So we're actually not trying to get everybody into our online course. We're actually just trying to get the right type of folks. So the second tip that I wanted to share with you is avoiding the ask entirely. So many therapists, including me, underprice or bury the call to action or the CTA out of fear. But if someone is genuinely interested, giving an unclear next step, I would say actually it borders on unethical, right? In short, don't make people try to guess how to work with you in a larger capacity. And again, just to reinforce this point with the first point, I think how you say things, I think the value that you provide, I think you can do this in a way that is honoring of yourself as you as a business owner, but also honoring of your nervous system. I think for me, especially that fast-paced, like panicky selling, that stuff stresses me out. When I have tried that in the past, it stressed me out. When I am approached and that stuff, it stresses me out as well. So yeah, just something to remember with that. Third point is not believing in the value. So if you struggle to talk about your course confidently, check something. Do I believe in the transformation that this online course offers? Your confidence doesn't come from hype. It actually comes from alignment. When your course comes from your story, the leap comes naturally. So what I often try to focus on is when I think about pricing, I focus on the transformation. You've heard this many episodes of the SDC podcast where folks will say, you know, even when pricing your therapy offers, don't just price for the 1 hour, but also price for all of the training and the learned knowledge and the hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of hours that you have been in the therapy room, seeing different scenarios at play. So again, the three sort of things to think about as you are navigating this online course journey, particularly related to what a therapist might get wrong with regard to their first online course, is thinking sales equals sleazy, avoiding the ask entirely, which is the second point, and then not believing in the value of your course. And with that point particularly, I wanted to hone in and just one thing I find is that if you're creating a course for a previous version of yourself and also a course that's based on an identity versus a stage of life, that's going to do really well. So for example, with Quiet Builder, this is something that I thought a lot of because I think in the future there will be some courses in our ecosystem. And what I thought was I wanted Quiet Builder to be something that somebody resonated with, to be like, I'm a Quiet Builder yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So that's just like a little bonus to think about. If this episode resonated with you, we have a free 7-day course to help validate your course idea. That's over at sellingthecouch.com/course-kit. sellingthecouch.com/course-kit. We spent honestly about $10,000 a few years ago to put this together. So it's a beautifully designed course, graphics, and it comes in your inbox and we structured in a way that's like easily paced. So I definitely encourage you to check it out. And this also addresses something that many of us struggle with as we're creating an online course, which is anyone actually going to buy this? I don't want to spend all this time and money into creating a course if it doesn't actually get buyers. So I think you'll help find that extremely helpful. Again, that's over at sellingthecouch.com/course-kit. Have a great rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Selling the Couch podcast. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.sellingthecouch.com.
Hey there, thank you so much for tuning in to today's session. Just wanted to also let you know that we have a free email newsletter that goes out every week. You can download it over at sellingthecouch.com/newsletter. Basically, that newsletter contains some of the stuff that's happening behind the scenes with STC and also with my life and how I'm balancing and trying to balance being both an entrepreneur as well as building a life around my family.
and my health as well. And it also contains the latest podcast episode and some of the stuff that I'm doing on LinkedIn, some of the strategies and things that are working for me. And then finally, a brand new section called On Mel's Mind, where I take a video or a book or a blog post or something like that that's inspiring me for that week, and I share how I'm implementing it both in my life and in my business. Again, you can download that over at sellingthecouch.com/newsletter. And if you are one of the 3,700 colleagues that have been a part of the email newsletter, I so appreciate you, and I'm grateful for your support. We genuinely try to make these helpful, and just based on the data and based on the feedback we're getting, it seems like we're doing a really good job. So appreciate you, and I hope that you have a great day.